Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News. And while all the talk over the last couple of days has been about this Omicron variant, which now has been discovered in Minnesota, Minnesota's still dealing with the Delta variant that has pushed hospitals towards their capacities, in some case over their capacities. And lots to talk about in regards to the pandemic this morning. And we welcome in Dr. Nathan Chomolo, who is Medical Director of Medicaid and Minnesota Care with the Minnesota Department of Human Services, also Senior Equity Advisor to the Commissioner of Minnesota Department of Health, Jan Malcolm. He is also a doctor himself. Dr. Chomolo, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And my first question to you, what has your role been over the last, you know, year plus that we've been dealing with this pandemic, and how you kind of navigate both the Department of Health and Human Department of Human Services and the Department of Health?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Adam. So I've had several hats over the last year, first practicing in the community as a pediatrician, seeing patients, then as Medicaid medical director for the Department of Human Services. My role is really to help improve the health of our Minnesotans who are served by our Medicaid and Minnesota Care programs. And so that's been, with the pandemic, really involved in some of the decisions and how we make sure people continue to get coverage, get access to services that they need, and that we're monitoring their health and opportunity. And then moving into roles advising the Department of Health with the response, really through that lens of how do we really make sure those on Medicaid and Minnesota Care who don't always have the same opportunity as others to maintain their health, how do they stay healthy? And that's really what led me to help be the vaccine equity director for the state for about 6 months, really trying to set up programs to improve access to both information about vaccines and about actual access to the vaccines to many of our communities who, you know, historically have been under-resourced, have historically been left behind when it came to our public health response. And then trying to get back to some clinical practice and moving more to an advisory role now across all parts of the department and the response.
Let's start with vaccine hesitancy that we talked about quite a bit when the vaccine rollout first started, but not lately, about, you know, certain communities, the Black community, rightly so, hesitant about vaccinations based on the history of this country. Has ground been made in trying to convince those communities who have traditionally been hesitant towards getting a vaccine? Has ground been made to getting those folks vaccinated?
Yeah, and I actually use the term, particularly around COVID-19, vaccine deliberation versus hesitancy, because sure. It, I think, better captures that there's a lot of different decisions and things that folks have to weigh. And one of those is, how has the healthcare system, how has our government treated you in the past? And so, you know, have they earned your trust, really? And I think that has been my role, and many of my colleagues in the Department of Health feel like we really need to help regain the trust that has been broken by medicine, has been broken by the state and others in the treatment of many of our communities, including our Black community, Hispanic community, American Indian community, and Asian Pacific Islander communities. And so we have seen improvements in our vaccination rates because we keep showing up and working with messengers, trusted messengers, folks who've been in the community for years and years and years. And so, you know, we saw lots of gaps emerge initially at the beginning of the pandemic, and around May, we had a gap of nearly 20% in our vaccine rates between Black Minnesotans and the statewide average, a gap of about 17% for our Hispanic Minnesotans between the statewide average in May, and then beginning of November, those gaps were down to 7% for our Black Minnesotans and 3% for Hispanic Minnesotans, for example. And so, you know, a lot of great work, but we still need to continue that work, particularly as new groups get eligible, and then as we get information out there about the importance of boosters, that work needs to be ongoing. And it's really important, not just for COVID-19, but for the health of our communities, the health of our state overall, that we continue to show up so that really we can be more trusted than we certainly are.
Dr. Nathan Camilo is with us. You're in a unique position, too, in dealing with kids. And now we've got vaccine availability for 5 to 11-year-olds. How is that conversation going? Are more parents being convinced that this is the right choice to make for their children?
Yeah, I think we're seeing it play out similar to what some national surveys had showed prior to the release for 5 to 11-year-olds. Is that about a third of parents were really excited and eager and wanted to get that shot right away and get their kids that protection, get their family that protection. About a third of parents had some questions and wanted to talk to someone about it before doing it, but were thinking that they were interested. And then a third were really more deliberate, if you will. And so that initial kind of third has really kind of come out, and we saw a lot of energy and enthusiasm, which was really great to see when it first rolled out. And now we're kind of getting into those families where they just really want to talk to someone that they trust and know about the importance of this. I think the ongoing Delta surge, as you mentioned, is really hitting home for folks, with kids having to stay home from school, schools starting to talk about closing. And so really understanding the impact on our kids if we just allow this pandemic to ongo. And so I think that's where we're at right now, is that we need to, keep, again, showing up so that when folks are ready, when parents are ready, that it's really easy for them to get it. So that means showing up to schools, making sure it's available in our pediatricians' offices, making sure it's available in community centers and other places that people go to and trust.
Dr. Camilo, about 30 seconds left, but seems feverish that we're talking about, this Omicron. I just want to be responsible enough to discuss, look, this is a new variant. We'll be studying that, but really the important part is to deal with what we're dealing with now, and that still is the Delta variant, correct?
Yeah, there's still a lot we need to learn about Omicron. There's still, we need to learn about, Omicron and how, severe the disease is, how transmissible it is, and the degree to which vaccines work. But, what we can do right now is use the tools we have available. That's right. Making sure everyone's eligible, that's vaccinated 5 and up and has got their vaccines. If you're feeling sick, stay home, get tested, mask anytime you go out in public and in crowded spaces in particular. Try to avoid those at all, really, with the amount of spread we're seeing. And really help take care of each other, and so that we can all really have a healthy holiday.
Very good. Dr. Camilo, thank you so much for joining us. It is 7:27, News Talk 830 WCCO Traffic.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.